brief closing comments, and then Chris will come up and close us out.
Thanks so much. By the way, let me just say, too, I just think it's so important. One of the things we spent a lot of time talking about over the last couple of years and that Chuck really believed in is that cultural engagement has to go local. And that's what CAP represents. Here's what I mean by that. For years, Christians have shook their fist at Hollywood and D.C. and talked about how bad things are. And then we've professionalized cultural engagement, right? We've blessed these individuals to go engage the culture for us in D.C. and Hollywood. And by the way, there are people called to D.C. and Hollywood, like Ryan Anderson and so on, and absolutely send those people, make them do it. But the trick is we have to deprofessionalize cultural engagement. All of us are called as Christians to engage culture. And that begins by believing that culture is not just top down, culture is middle out. And so all the local issues that Kathy has talked about, she needs you. And you need CAP to exist. And that's why I love anytime Kathy says, hey, come do something here. I try to, because we believe that the trick, the secret sauce, is when Christians actually engage their own local cultures and take that seriously as part of their own discipleship process and obedience to Jesus. Let me also just say this. I was supposed to, and I failed, to bring some handouts to give all of you. I just left them. I caught a late flight last night, and I blame it on Frontier. If you ever flew Frontier, yeah, it's always their fault. But I will say this. On that last point of engaging culture locally and deprofessionalizing it, making us all cultural engagers, years ago, Chuck was asked about his legacy. Chuck Colson was, and he was challenged at his legacy not just be an organization or a product or a building, but that it be a group of people. And so Chuck started training 100 to 125 people every single year in a deep dive program in worldview, local leadership, and cultural engagement. And it's a program that takes you deep into the best Christian worldview thinking. It lets you engage with some of the best Christian worldview thinkers out there personally through residencies, reading books, and so on. And it's called we now call it the Colson Fellows Program. We're taking applications right now. This is my strongest commercial that I'm going to make for it. It's not for everybody. It's a year-long deep dive, about 10 to 20 hours a week of study, of interaction online, 3 weekends where you get together. And a residency format. I know we have. I met Colson Fellows here. Raise your hand. There's a couple that are here. Anybody else gone through the program in the past? No, I know Steve and Tina would have, but they had to leave early. If you're interested in going deep, if you're interested in taking this seriously, being around other believers who really want to engage culture at the same level, who want to be able to speak and to write and to teach and to mentor and to integrate their deeply held convictions into their businesses and family life and so on, take a look at that program. I'm going to give you a website where you can find the information that I was supposed to bring you in print. Colson Fellows. Colson Fellows, Fellows, ColsonFellows.org. Take a look at that. We'd love for you to consider signing up. Our current class will be commissioned. They don't graduate. We commission them in May, and the next class will begin sometime late summer and go throughout next, essentially, school year. Does that make sense? So Colson Fellows, take a look at that. Thanks.